morning.
Morning.
Before I start with the meeting, I have a few things to tell you about the setting we're in. Because we're being watched by Big Brother. So,
by Big Brother?
These are cameras, or these.
Mm-hmm.
This thing that looks like a pie are actually all microphones.
Okay.
So we must be careful with all this. And as I can see, you have placed your laptops exactly on the place where it must be. And that has to do with the camera setting, so we don't have our laptops in front of the cameras.
Of our faces.
And indeed, so they can see our faces.
Okay.
Welcome at the
kickoff meeting. My name is Daniel Wolfs. This is the agenda for today. First, a little opening. I will introduce myself, and I think it's very good to introduce yourself. Then a little bit of acquaintance to ourselves, so we get to know each other. That will be done with a tool training, and these two smart boards. Then the project plan, what we're going to do and how we're going to do it, and a discussion about that, and a little closing at the end. Okay, my name is Daniel Wolfs. I'm the project manager. What's your name?
I'm Jeroen Tops. I'm the user interface designer.
User interface, okay.
My name is Frans van Vuren. I'm the industrial designer.
Industrial.
I'm Tim van Hee. My function is a marketing expert.
Okay, thank you. First, a little about the project aim. The aim is to make a new remote control. Maybe you have read the website. It's a very very ambitious company. They want to do something else. So there must be a new remote control. First of all, it must be original and trendy. That's two things really close to each other. But at the same time, user friendly, and they have that's very important for them. There are three stages. There's a functional design. So, what are we going to do? What are we going to make kind of functions in the remote, and why are we going to do it? Then the conceptual design. How are we going to do it? And that's really global. Because at the detailed design, how part two, we go to dig in really about how the technical, if it, it's possible technical wise. Each stage is broken up into two stages, individual work and a meeting. So it's very straightforward. Okay, the tool training. We have two smart boards. This one is for the presentations, the PowerPoint presentations or the Word presentation, whatever you you had. And this is only for drawing. So we must let it stand on this this program. This is called a smart board. Thing,
speaks for itself.
Yeah, it speaks for itself. And as you may have heard, the documents in the shared folder can be showed on this screen, not in the mic documents. So if you want to show something, put it in the shared folder. This is also very straightforward with the save, the print, the undo, the blank, the select, and well, I don't gonna explain it all because I think you know how it works. We must not forget everything we draw on here. All must be saved. We may not delete anything, so if you have drawn something, save it. Never delete it. That's a very important thing. Okay. Little kind of exercise to know each other. At the whiteboard on the left. Every one of us must draw our favorite animal. And tell us why we had chosen that animal. Important is that we use different colors and different pen widths. White.
I have a question.
Yes.
This exercise,
Yeah.
did the company board tell you to do it, or did you just make it up yourself?
No, it's I
Part of
must
the
do it.
interview.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because we really don't know each other and kind of new, so getting used to each other, we can have a little fun before we
Okay.
dig in really to the hard stuff. That kind of thing. Would you start with drawing your favorite animal?
Yeah, I don't know really how it works, but maybe
Okay,
you can
okay.
show us first.
Yeah, okay. Drawing goes with this thing. Do not touch your hand on this little thing here. It's important. Hold it like this.
You get electrocuted or?
Yeah, kind of. So, you must push a little good, cause and wait a few seconds. It's not fully real time, so watch it. Well, I'm gonna paint in red. Oh, that's the background color. Well, undo. Okay. My favorite animal.
It's like Pictionary.
Yeah, you can guess what it is.
The one who says it first gets a race.
May I paint next. It's not an R. You don't see it at the use?
No, I have it at home.
You have an orc at home. Very artistic. Thank you. So it's a cat.
What's it called?
Simba.
Ah.
Because we have a cat at home and he's called Simba. Because he looks like the lion from The Lion King.
Meaning of
So we
two
found
sides.
it kind of cool to name it after a lion. Happy with us, so he's smiling.
He does have body.
No, only the face because we have 25 minutes, so
We have to speed up.
yeah.
Remember, you use different color and different bandwidths.
Yeah. Okay, who wants to go next? Yeah? So choose your color, choose your bandwidth. And draw
You don't have to change the color on the pen with each
Save it.
your drawing. Or
You have to save it.
Save it, okay.
Okay.
Do you have to draw push hard on the pen
Nah, not really.
Any firm touch.
That one?
Sorry to disturb you. Can you please continue on the last file which you draw?
Yeah.
Just take a new page, not a new file, but a new page.
Okay.
And then we can close this one and
Open. Which one?
It's under the project documents support
Smart board? Okay.
Yeah.
Now?
And do no, please come to that. Just blank.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
because my cat is red and
Oh, okay.
and I have red hair, so
Oh, yeah, sure.
it must be red.
It's a frog.
It's a turtle.
It's an apple.
Not an apple.
Must be a dog.
Dog.
Call it a
Oh, it is a turtle.
It is a turtle. Why a turtle, Tim?
Cuz I like the Teenage Mutant Hero 3.
You watched it a lot?
Huh?
You watched it a lot?
It's inside his shell, you'll be finished
No,
soon.
it's
It's a scared turtle.
No. It's coming out. Wow. Wow.
Okay,
Like
Tim,
this?
thank you.
Okay, you know. Very artistic.
You want to go next?
Yeah, she's good.
Okay. Yeah?
Thank you.
There you go.
How does it work?
Form it.
Form
And
it.
then you have the current color you can change. So no red or green.
Understanding.
And line width. I have five, Tim had what kinda line width do you
The
think?
big lines were like nine.
Okay, it's a dog.
Well,
Very
good. I just thought I'd pick the easiest one.
Why a dog? You have a dog at home?
Well, I had a dog
Oh.
a
You had a
few
dog?
years ago
Yeah?
and well, yeah, when it died we didn't get a new one or something.
Oh.
It's pretty good
An artistic in our middle.
An artist.
A graphical user designer, so
Think you picked the wrong function. The wrong job.
Oh. No. Hold it. Hold on.
So I think you can see it's really easy program to use. Not difficult at all.
Right.
Okay, thank you.
That's enough, thanks.
Guys?
Yeah, sure.
The last one?
Oh, thanks.
I wonder
Yeah, after a cat, a turtle and a dog. I think he's gonna draw an elephant.
I figure I should do something there, but I'm gonna do something much more difficult.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Oh, he is the artistic one.
I'm gonna design a remote
Remote control animal.
Exactly.
Sorry.
Well, with the interface it might be easier to kind of draw here and
Yeah.
play it here even.
Yeah, then it
That might be easier, but at the other hand a pen like that is easy to hold in your hand and
Yeah.
I think it's easier to
Better
draw
to draw with a
Yeah, with a pen
Pen
than with
and
a mouse.
with
Mouse.
yeah, I mean like on here, draw
Oh,
lines
okay.
and then
Yeah.
explain on the screen.
But this
But
paper
what
is too
is he
too expensive.
Too expensive,
Is it a rabbit?
yeah.
Yes.
Do you have a rabbit at home?
No.
Is a rabbit with broken legs?
Is it the white rabbit? It's the white rabbit from the Matrix.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
The white green rabbit. You see a little bit of stone there.
I think it was a pretty good impression of a rabbit.
Yeah. It will do.
Okay. Finishing text and then we're going further.
Project manager,
Yeah?
Where does pen go? Just
Have you given the time?
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Yeah.
go, man.
Well, I think it does in most things.
I figured out every perception from books to impress.
Don't choose for yourself, that's
No.
selfish. Okay, now we're gonna dig into the serious stuff. The selling price for the remote will be €25, and the production cost may not be more than 20.5 euro. So, from my point of view, I don't think it's gonna be a very very high tech, high definition, ultra modern kind of remote for 12.5 euro. The profit we must make with the new remote is 50 million euro. So that's a lot. We have to sell a lot of
Yeah, how much is it?
Like how much?
100 million remotes?
I think when the selling price is 25,
What is that
you got 2 million.
Right.
2 million remotes. But our marketing range is market range is international, so we have virtually the whole world we can sell our remotes to. At least that countries which have
Yeah.
a television. So now it's time for us to go to discuss a little things. You can think about experience with remote control yourself at home, what you think might be a useful new feature. What can distinguish our new trendy remote control from all the others? So let's discuss a little. I'm gonna join the attendee. Well, what's the most important thing at a remote control?
Well, I think the most important thing of a remote control is that you can switch channels. And my opinion is you should keep it as basic as possible.
Okay.
That
So not a remote control which can be used for television and DVD and radio and or
Yeah.
just only
I think so. But I have some points. Can I show them on the big screen?
If you have them on the
Yeah? Yeah, I can find them.
Okay. Oh, in case you want it. This is a dead kind of fly between the yeah, the
Screen?
yeah,
Okay.
screens.
Is it possible to open pen drawings in this
No. Only all the drawings going there at the left
Yeah, but which is the one to nail
Oh, dead pen drawings. No, I think when it is in Word and you have saved it in shared documents folder, you can show it there.
Oh, only in Word, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I have some points from marketing point of view.
Yeah.
Just the standard things like intuitive, small, fairly cheap. Well, it's pretty cheap, €25. Brand independent. I think it doesn't have to matter which brand your TV or
Yeah.
other thing is.
Okay. 5 minutes.
5 minutes? Okay,
Yeah.
I'll wrap it up quickly. I personally think it has to be multi-purpose. Most of the remote controls are just for one purpose,
Yeah.
and by making it multi-purpose, it has a new feature, adds a new feature to the market, and distinguish from current products. Maybe some other technology than infrared. I rather find it very annoying, like when someone is standing in front of the TV that you can't switch it. Think about sending it over radio waves or Bluetooth.
Okay.
That might be a little bit expensive. And something like an LCD screen.
For what purpose?
Well, like I said here, maybe it's easy. It's nice as an added feature that when you're on a certain channel, you can see on the LCD screen what programs are
Okay.
coming up or
So it'd be a multi-purpose, very technically high
From my point of
unit.
view, yeah.
Yeah, it must be really innovative, technical-wise.
Yeah, it has to be
our company is very good in making new
Yeah.
innovative things.
So yeah,
So
I agree with you. So we must focus on things who are really add something
to the current market.
Yeah.
Look, you got some cheap remote controls there. They just yeah, you got a dozen of them.
Yeah.
But when you enter a new market with a remote control
Mhm.
and wanna gain market share,
Yeah.
you have to do something special,
Yeah.
I think.
But we have to keep an eye that it's at the beginning of such a project it's very cool to talk about, well, this would be cool, that would be cool.
Yeah.
But we must not lose sight of the user friendly
Yeah, of course. And
this
price. But this is just from marketing
Yeah, okay.
perspective.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about user interface or
Yeah, and that's because we have him. Okay, next meeting. We'll start in 30 minutes, so you will have individual actions where I presume will be some feedback via the mail. The industrial designer has to look at the working design. The user interface designer has to look at the technical function, so
Yeah.
that's the thing we discussed.
One
Yeah.
thing, we must first agree on what we're going to make using. Are we going to use for multiple systems, or we should have some agreement on that.
Okay.
No, I don't think we have to be, we have to agree on that.
We think that's in the next meeting, actually.
Yeah, that's a phase further.
Yeah.
Just make some mock-ups, some general ideas.
Oh, okay.
And then we can plan. Yeah.
Yeah.
We can plan further,
Yeah.
I think.
But maybe because you are working on the user requirements, you are working on technical functions, we must have a little or kinda how do you call it?
Consensus on
A little plan on what we're going to do, so you don't come up with the user requirements who don't fit the technical functions at all. Some basic things we want to go into do. I think that's what we're coming in.
Yeah. I don't know. You decide.
Okay.
You're the project man.
He says
Well, yeah, if the technical functions have to be designed, I've got to know for what kind of
Yeah.
machine it will be, or we will use a text screen, or will it be with Bluetooth, or
Well, that's really a step further, but
Okay.
if you say is it one way or multipurpose? That's
That's the same step further.
Yeah,
Why?
actually it is.
Yeah.
Why?
They're looking at individual components, so
Yeah.
it's actually a step
Yeah.
further.
Like, we all have a list of things that have to be in it or how it has to be like. And then in the next meeting
Yeah.
we decide
Yeah, we
what
can
it's
take
gonna be.
it. I agree, yeah, we can take it from there.
And then you can delete
Whatever.
the obsolete
Okay.
details.
So each individually must think on what at his point of view is the most important.
Yeah.
And then are we going to fit all the pieces together the next meeting.
Yeah.
I must finish up now, so it's over. You will receive specific instructions by your personal coach. And I'll see you in 30 minutes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.